Welcome to Truth and Circumstances, where we apply the truth of God's Word to the difficult situations of real life. I'm Kyle Lamb, and with me is Greg Birdwell, preaching pastor at Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.
Some believers argue the modern pro-life movement is secular and partnering with it is joining the work of the devil because they think the biblical position is all or nothing. They claim that any pro-life law that leaves an exemption for abortion is an endorsement of murder and wicked. How should we think about this position and interact with those who hold to it if we do not?
Okay, so we began to answer this question in the last episode. If you missed that one, you want to get on the website and download that so that you can catch up. Just as a review for those who did listen to it, we began last time by saying that we should address this issue with grace and kindness, obviously, according to Ephesians 4:2. We also began by talking about where we would agree with those who hold the all or nothing position. That is that abortion is murder, first of all. Second of all, Christians should not settle for less than the eradication of all abortion. And then now with this episode, we will begin to discuss where we might diverge a little bit with those who hold to the all or nothing position.
Yeah, Christians should use whatever means God affords to preserve life.
So the title of the book that was sent to me along with this question indicates that God is sovereign, he's capable of eradicating abortion in one fell swoop, and to that I say amen, hallelujah, I agree with it wholeheartedly. I would add to that, though, that God is a God of means, and we should understand, first of all, that prayer is a part of those means. There are other ways that God will work mediately, so he's going to work through our prayers. He also is going to work through other lawful, godly means. In our country, by God's generosity, we have the political process and courts available to us. We should wear those means out, working to end abortion. This is going to require persuading people, persuading the culture, persuading the legislature, persuading judges. Now, I do not believe that just straightforward apologetics is the best way to do that. I believe that preaching the gospel is the best way to do that because the abortion mindset is so ingrained that only gospel transformation can truly change the minds of the people. So in my mind, the best way to eradicate abortion is to spread the fragrance of the Lordship of Jesus Christ in the gospel far and wide. And so we need to do that with evangelism that is saturated with prayer. We need to work toward revival, basically.
So should we accept incremental progress? So as we are working to persuade people, should we see it as a victory when we people agree that abortion should end, except in the situation of the life of the mother and rape and incest?
Well, I believe we should accept incremental progress, and then that's where I would disagree with the all or nothing position. They would say we shouldn't accept anything like that. We should say no, we're not going to go forward unless you agree to eradicate abortion altogether. We should accept incremental progress. First of all, I would say we should go back to the point we made last time, which is that Christians shouldn't ultimately settle for less than the eradication of all abortion. So by accepting incremental progress, we're not saying, okay, we're done now. Second, we should consider the goal, which is the preservation of life. The Bible continuously calls us to help the helpless, contend for those who cannot defend themselves. If that is a biblical command, and we have the opportunity to save any portion of that group of babies who would be aborted otherwise, seems to me that would be the godly thing to do. It would be ungodly not to do it. So if you get enough people, or the right people, to sign on to the elimination of abortion or any portion of abortions, you're in a position to save many, many lives. the recent decisions in several states to severely restrict abortion. You've been following this in the news. Have you seen this? I mean, people are just losing their minds. Mm-hmm. The liberals are losing their minds over this. And that shows that even the opposition recognize many lives are going to be born now that wouldn't otherwise without these abortion restrictions. The abortion lobby, they're panicking because of this. Now, again, we don't settle for this. That is, we don't say, oh, great, we've saved some lives, so we're done now. No, because there are still babies being killed, we say we've got tons more work to do. And so we use that incremental victory as a platform to continue persuading, continue praying, continue working toward the total eradication of abortion. But the position that says it's all or nothing, it just seems to me to be a terrible disregard for life. Mm. I mean, if we have an opportunity to incrementally chip away at abortion in this country, why on earth wouldn't we? We're not endorsing the exceptions because we're working against those exceptions. We're merely taking whatever ground the enemy will give us and then using that ground to wage further war on abortion. Some people would characterize the position of cooperation with secular pro-lifers as being in league with the devil. There's some people who talk like this, and they would use texts like Genesis 3 and allusions to being unequally yoked with the world from 2 Corinthians 6. They would use those to demean the efforts of those who want to eradicate abortion and who are willing to work with secular pro-lifers to get there in an incremental fashion. Using those passages and using the concept of the doctrine of Balaam, I believe is unwise. I'm not sure how you consider working with unbelievers to save human lives to be working with the devil. You remember we did an episode 102 a while back regarding 501c3 status for churches, in which that questioner also used the passage from 2 Corinthians 6. So if you want, you go back and listen to that episode to get a better feel for how to understand 2 Corinthians 6. It certainly doesn't apply here, nor does the doctrine of Balaam. But further, the idea that working incrementally is working with the devil, that seems completely backward to me. It seems ironic, actually. The position advocated by the all-or-nothing crowd would seem to say it's ungodly to accept incremental progress of the kind that I've described. It has to be everything. You have to eradicate all abortion or none of it. That seems unwise to me because we're talking about the lives of babies. And it seems to me that the all or nothing position is saying unless all can live, all must die. Using the logic of those who hold that position, who say that an incremental approach is tantamount to endorsing murder, well, what should we think about the all or nothing position? Isn't that a greater endorsement of murder? Again, using their logic, I think the devil would love the all-or-nothing position because he gets to kill way more babies until we've persuaded the culture that the complete eradication of abortion is the right course. I mentioned the 180 film in the last episode from Living Water Ministries. That film likens abortion to the Holocaust. I can't help but think of Schindler's List as I contemplate these things. I haven't seen the movie, but I know the story. Oscar Schindler used his position and influence to save the lives of about 1,200 Jews. And it seems to me that the all-or-nothing position would be similar to Schindler saying, man, if I can't save all the Jews, I'm just not saving any of them. Murdering Jews is wrong, and to save only a few is tantamount to endorsing Hitler, so I'm just going to stand on principle. Well, if Schindler had done that, then standing on principle in his case would have meant death for 1,200 Jews. Proponents of the all-or-nothing position, they might respond to that by saying, well, Schindler wasn't in the position to save all Jews. He had no authority over the Nazis. You can't draw that kind of parallel. Well, it appears that we aren't in a position to eradicate abortion completely either. If we are, why hasn't the all-or-nothing crowd pulled that lever? We are in a position to work toward it incrementally. It's actually happening. That's why the left is having a fit in some of these states where these exceptions are being taken away. Why wouldn't we save those lives while continuing to persuade others? And I don't mean to disparage those who hold the all or nothing position. Their motives are undoubtedly good. I agree with them completely on the ultimate goal. I just don't agree that saving all the lives we can while we work toward that goal is a demonic approach. It doesn't seem terribly well-reasoned logically or biblically. If the scriptures call us to help the helpless, we should take whatever ground we can and continue on toward that ultimate goal of ridding our country of abortion completely.
Amen. Well, we hope you find this episode helpful. If you do, please share it and leave us a like. Until next time.
This has been Truth and Circumstances. You can visit our website at truthandcircumstances.com. If you have any questions you'd like to hear us address on the podcast, you can email those to questions@truthandcircumstances.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and ask your questions there. Truth and Circumstances is a ministry of Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.